Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official list from the official countdown headquarters, officially under the guise of Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We can find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television every week. The folks at Talkers, the staff, listens around to get the drift, if you will, the power of the people speaking on the air with important hosts about the important issues of the week. So we have it's almost the old days of the days of our lives, or when the world squirms, like a soap opera. Every week.
It is. It really is. There are plots and subplots and story arcs and old recurring themes, some forgotten, just like, you follow a show. Whatever happened to a certain sort of character? Well, they didn't keep him around. They wrote him out of the script.
Right.
Like whatever happened to Obamagate? You know, is that still real? Are they going to be calling people? You know, we should do a list of the whatever happened to's, but here's what's happening now. At number 10, we have Syria sanctions. That's hard to believe that we're even involved with anybody outside of ourselves. At number 9, the Mary Trump book that's on the horizon, about to come, looks like a blockbuster. Number 8, psychology and relationships tied with the education crisis, and there indeed is an education crisis going on in this country. At number 7, U.S.-China relations. At number 6, social media, responsibility, and free speech. At number 5, the Supreme Court of the United States ruling on LGBTQ rights, and the DACA rulings, two rulings in 1 week that surprised conservatives and Donald Trump, as the court ruled against the Trump administration on two very key fronts. At number 4, America reopening and the economy. At number 3, COVID-19, health care and statistics and projections. At number 2, Black Lives Matter movement and the Rayshard Brooks killing. At number 1, the John Bolton book, the Tulsa rally, and the presidential race. The people on our survey: at number 10, Mary Trump, Xi Jinping at 9, Mark Zuckerberg at 8, Ron DeSantis at 7, he's the governor of Florida, John Roberts at 6, Dr. Fauci at 5, Rayshard Brooks at 4, number 3 is Joe Biden, number 2 is John Bolton, and number 1 is Donald Trump. And there, Doug, you have a snapshot of the very fluid activities of this past week.
Yes, and they are very fluid. I thought it was interesting, a congressman from Florida named Matt Gaetz, G-A-E-T-Z, has been talking a lot about Black Lives Matter and the whole business. He had a big shouting match with a black lawmaker over whether he understood the racism people in our country face. And then he talked about the 19-year-old Cuban immigrant that he saved and basically adopted. There's an assumption here, Michael, that if you're white, you don't get it, and if you're black, you know all. And I think that's, I don't know if dangerous is the right word, but I think it's absurd for some. And I noticed that you had an interesting conversation, Michael Harrison interviews, the MH interview, with both Larry Elder and Joe Madison. You want to spend a few minutes talking about what came out of that?
I did extensive deep dive interviews with Joe Madison, who is very, 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 well, both of them are extremely popular and successful African-American radio talk show hosts. And Joe Madison is the highest ranked on the Talkers 100, Heavy 100. And Larry Elder is among the highest ranked. I think he might be the highest ranked African-American conservatives. We're talking about leading voices. Joe Madison is an activist who basically subscribes to the philosophy of the Black Lives Matter movement. And Larry Elder is a conservative who says that racism in America is hyped by politicians, race baiters, and the media. And they have a very, very different picture of the black experience in America and race relations and prejudice and the whole thing. And they
all
come
right, so
with,
I wanna
with
know,
stats and all kinds of anecdotes.
I want to know what you came away with, what people are going to come away with, but you are a good bellwether of the circumstances, obviously, there's an obvious reason that you have these people on together, and because of your experience, you can glean what came to the surface. So what'd you come away with after you listened to
this? I came away with one, that there are two major points of view on the subject. You expressed it a few minutes ago, that it might be a bit of overreach, that it might be overkill, but that there's a truth from both sides. There is racism in America, and African Americans have had a tough go of it all the way back to the days of slavery. That being said, they're not the only ones who have to deal with racism and ethnic slurs and insults and being the on the short end of the stick, because they're not the majority in any given case, and that is not so bad for black people, or more specifically, that not every white person has hate in their heart for black people, and that this is something that's far more complex than one would think, judging
by
the rhetoric.
Most of this stuff, if you look at the top 10 stories on the talkers list this week, can't we say that about, we artificially and superficially try to take a stab at the conversation that is important, that relates to these things, but really it becomes pretty darn superficial when you listen to most of the people on the air, whether they be the hosts or people with a point of view. Is that just me who thinks that, or do you think...
No, there is... superficial is a good word. All or nothing, black or white, not necessarily meaning race, but just in terms of the term black or white thinking, one-dimensional thinking, polarized thinking, and superficiality. It makes for quick conversation. It makes for easy decision-making when you don't have a lot of time to study the news. And it makes for ego gratification, something to attach yourself to. People love to be part of movements. People love to feel that they're on a team, that they're not alone. And much of what we do in News Talk Radio has become a spectator sport, and a dangerous one at that.
Yep.
So back to what I say all the time, but I'll keep saying it. When we seek victory at the expense of truth, we're in trouble. And that is a tendency that humanity has always had, and it's one that we should fight.
Well, because technology allows us to connect or be captivated by what's going on so quickly, you tend not to be able to connect all the dots in your brain.
New technology is dangerous, just as it is in terms of military technology. You build a weapon to protect yourself, but then that weapon can be used against you. Communications technology is also dangerous, and we are just coming to grips as a race of humans, societally, with the amazing new technology we have at our disposal to influence each other, in some cases justly and accurately, in other cases fraudulently, and in terms of amplified propaganda. So we have to learn how to use this technology, and we have to teach our children how to use it going forward, because the world they're going to be in is even going to be more messy and noisy than the one we're in now.
Moving ahead, number five, several decisions from the Supreme Court that we'll talk about with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. You want a bright white smile, do you? You drink a lot of coffee, drink tea, maybe some red wine. Hopefully you're not still smoking, but if you are, your teeth are yellow because of that as well. Over the years on this program or other programs that I've done, I've talked a lot about tooth whitening products, but mostly it's been a focus on the all-natural tooth detergent and whitening agent known as Power Swabs. Power Swabs goes to work in 5 minutes. It'll buy two shades. It'll improve the whiteness of your teeth, and it keeps doing that. And because it is all-natural, it doesn't dig in and ruin your enamel and get to the dentin of your teeth. It absorbs, it takes these stains right out of, and in fact enhances the exterior of your teeth. Power Swabs has been clinically studied and tested all around the world. It has a whitening agent, as I say, is all natural. lighten the stains in 5 minutes, and then do it every 5 or 6 days. Snap, swab, and smile. 5 minutes is all it takes to get rid of the coffee stains, the tea stains, the smoking stains. Power swabs remove the stains from your teeth. Also works on caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs by going to powerswabs.com. Their website, powerswabs.com. Use the discount code DJV10. You get 40% off the retail. Take another $10 off. Free shipping. Quite the deal. And a beautiful set of teeth when you're all done. Powerswabs.com. Code DJV10.
What's more important, how you look or how you feel? Well, with Calitrin, you don't have to choose. Calitrin has been proven safe and effective for weight loss and energy for over 20 years. It not only helps you look better, but it's actually good for you, so you feel better, too.
My name is Ann from North Carolina. I am in love with Calitrin. I have lost multiple inches and about 20 pounds in a little over 2 months.
It's Michael, California. I take Calitrin, and I feel great. I have a lot of energy, and it's been fantastic.
I started using Calitrin 10 months ago, and I just love it. I had to go buy all new pants. I had started not fitting. Everything was too big. People ask me what I'm doing, and I always tell them I'm doing Calitrin. So I just really feel this is a wonderful product for people to try.
See, it's not just another diet product. It's Calitrin. For more information, visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune supporting cofactors, magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free ultra pure fish oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
Michael Harris and Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown, the official overview of what's going on in the news talk radio business. Top 10 stories of the week include, at number 5, a review of the two important decisions made this week by the Supreme Court. I don't know whether the DACA one is more important than the LGBTQ. I don't know how you decide, or if you need to decide, which is more important.
It's more important to those subjects are important to.
Right.
If you're not a member of the gay community and you're dealing with the immigration issue, well then DACA is more important, and vice versa. They're both important on their own face value. The Supreme Court has ruled in favor of LGBTQ rights in the workplace and has blocked Trump from throwing all the DACA people out. That's basically.
Even though Obama admitted that it was, when he did it, that it was illegal.
Well, they're all full of vendettas, and they're all full of political maneuvers. But the thing that makes this very important from the standpoint of the big picture, from our perspective here now, is that the Supreme Court has ruled against the Trump administration on two key issues that are conservative talking points. And that's a surprise to right. Trump and his followers, and right. makes you scratch your head and
Who can you trust?
Yeah. Well, who can you trust, or who can you say, "Oh, welcome aboard to our side"? You know, one person betraying one person is being a hero to the other side. Mm-hmm. What I think is that when you appoint somebody to the Supreme Court and they have that lifetime job, all of a sudden you can't expect them to be loyal anymore. They're loyal
right.
to themselves.
They don't have to be. Right,
exactly.
Hello. It's 21 after the hour. Talk radio countdown time.
House
Dust flies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Counting down what America is talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Hi, back we are with more conversation about the big issues of the week, the top 10 stories and the top 10 people. The lists are both there prominently at talkers.com. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher, talkers.com. The virus thing, I want to go back to that for a second, number three. This week, you and I were just talking off the air, and I want to underscore this on the air because I think it's such a different way of thinking for most people. But you and I have found over the years that we agree on many more things than not, and that has nothing to do with our friendship. You can be friends with somebody you don't agree with at all, which is one of the problems in society today. If I don't agree with you, you can't be my friend. You know, that kind of thinking. Anyway. The cycles of the virus, I was listening to somebody who is a biogeneticist talking about where these viruses come from. And he had something that I'd sort of heard before, but he made a very convincing argument as to how they develop or when they develop. So let's say the Chinese did develop this in a laboratory and then somehow or other got out into the food system. This guy explained how it works. When people eat meat from other mammalians, that is, animals that have eyes, they have the same system, the lungs, they have, you know, whether on four legs or two legs, they still have basically all the same systems that we do. So when these viruses get into their system, we kill them, we eat their meat, we render their bones, the bones get ground up and fed. For example, beef. I'll give you that because I'm a farmer. I'll give you what happens. The beef is eaten by people. A butcher cuts it up and you buy it and you cook it on the grill and blah, blah. So what happens to the rest of the cow? The bones, all the innards, all are ground up. Rendering company sells that stuff to the feed company. The feed company mixes it with other feed and they sell it to chickens. Or they sell it to farmers that are raising chickens. So the chickens then eat the stuff that was in the bones of the beef, which includes the virus, whatever virus it is. This guy said there are literally millions of these bugs. So as long as we eat, and he made a very convincing case for this, those of you who like to cook those big, thick steaks on your grill, listen to this. You're eating viruses. You're eating stuff that will kill you eventually. There are all kinds of reasons for not eating beef, but this is the most prominent one now because it has all these viruses in it. The viruses go from animal to animal. We kill them. We eat them. We get them in our system. But as they've after they've done what they need to prepare the meat to be sold, the stuff that's left from the chicken, the pig, the lamb, the cow, that is basically a component of various viruses. They have so many bugs that are in their systems. We keep eating them, and these viruses will continue as long as this guy's maintaining, as long as we eat beef or meat, flesh off of a bone, we're going to have viruses, and we'll have more of them because we keep rekindling the way that it works, the continuing use of the animal to feed other animals when they've got bugs in it. What do you think of that theory?
Ew.
Yeah, exactly. That's,
I don't know how true that is.
Can you imagine?
But I think that he's on to something.
I think he is.
I cannot absolutely say, oh, yes, I believe that, because I just don't know how true the details. I mean, you present a very stark case. However, in theory, the general tone of that is something that I can understand, and I haven't eaten beef since the 1970s. For that and many other reasons, but I don't know that you painted a heck of a vivid portrait there.
Something to think about, though, right? Put it in that perspective. It is something to think about. You know, the Chinese eat dogs and cats and whatever other things, and they don't see any difference in that. Then they say, oh, well, so you eat cows. We eat flesh from something else.
Well, what's
it
the difference?
It is food for thought. Exactly. 28 past the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The head of the World Health Organization said the coronavirus pandemic is accelerating and that more than 150,000 cases were reported yesterday, the highest single-day number so far. In a briefing, WHO said nearly half of the newly reported cases were from the Americas, with significant numbers from South Asia and the Middle East. He said, "We're in a new and dangerous phase," warning that restrictive measures are still needed to stop the pandemic. The warning came that the virus is still spreading fast and the toll would be especially great on refugees, more than 80% of whom lived in mostly developing nations.
New York City's Phase 2 reopening has been approved for Monday. The phase allows New Yorkers to dine and drink outdoors at restaurants and bars, shop, get their hair trimmed and styled, and take children to playgrounds with all social distancing and face covering. Governor Andrew Cuomo said, "Today we've done a full 180 from worst to first. We are now controlling the virus better than any state in the country." This is USA Radio News. The Oklahoma Supreme Court has rejected an effort to require everyone attending President Donald Trump's rally in Tulsa to wear a face mask and maintain social distancing to guard against spreading the virus. The court ruled that the two local residents asking the thousands expected at the rally be required to take the precautions couldn't establish they have a clear legal right to that relief. Oklahoma has had a recent spike in coronavirus cases, but in a concurring opinion, the two justices noted the state plans to reopen the economy as permissive, suggestive, and discretionary. The capital of the USA is now moving to the second phase of reopening. D.C. officials say the anticipated spike in COVID-19 infections appears to have been successfully blunted by months of social restrictions. Playgrounds, libraries, gyms, and nail salons will now be able to reopen. Theaters, cinemas, and concert venues will remain closed. Indoor gatherings of up to 50 people will be allowed. The total number of confirmed coronavirus cases in D.C. now stands at almost 10,000, including 530 deaths. This is USA Radio News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
We are second half hour of this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison. The working through of the charts is our job here. And I wanted to, there are a couple of things we've left hanging a bit, not like hanging chads, although that's going to be a great conversation when we get to it. The whole business of voting, who can vote, how can they vote, registration. I believe that's going to be the third rail, frankly, this year in our upset. We started with a virus. We're now into Black Lives Matter. And I think we're going to be shortly, depending on who Joe Biden picks as his vice presidential candidate, I think we're going to get into a whole thing about the presidential race. Maybe it doesn't happen till fall, but voting rights, that's something that over the summer ought to be discussed. It ought to be fixed. Who votes, how they vote, where they vote, when they vote. It's now becoming more of a hodgepodge, Michael, and one wonders where it is going and how it will work. Are you satisfied when you vote that your vote is going to be counted?
No, because I live in Massachusetts.
Yeah, right.
So immediately, for president, the Electoral College, the Electoral College, and the Democrat always wins in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
For president.
Except Governor Baker.
For president. I'm being cute here to make a comment on the Electoral College. But do I worry that my ballot is counting when I vote, regardless of where I would vote? I have my doubts. I worry about that. There is a degree of error in any type of polling. And what it comes down to is the country is so big and so diverse, and the technology is changing, and the political polarization is getting so intense that it's really unwieldy to run the system.
I think you're saying, in a nice way, the country is unmanageable. And I think this is what is going to show up more and more as people get more and more upset about things that they realize are wrong.
You're right. It is becoming dysfunctional. It is unmanageable, but it's not hopeless.
Oh, by no means.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. As long as we can get that disclaimer in, I do think there's hope, but we haven't talked about it.
Of all of the most likely candidates, it seems to me every day another vice presidential potential is eliminated. You look at the list, this guy, most everybody who was involved in public service before has got a skeleton in their closet. Amy Klobuchar has pulled herself out. Not that she was a contender anymore either, because, 2-3 weeks ago, it was discovered she did not prosecute that cop in Minneapolis when she could have because of all of his transgressions. So that's the end of her. And then you look at all these other people who have been prosecutors. Kamala Harris, she got all kinds of rats in her closet. And you look up and down. So right? I mean, where do you go? He's painted himself into a corner, Biden has, by saying, I'm going to pick a black woman. Okay, where? Who? How?
Well, he never said he's picking a black woman. He said he's picking a woman.
Oh. Okay. Well, that's right. Amy was in contention.
Yeah, he did not say a black woman.
Okay. So who's on the list now, then? Who do you think is likely? What's good?
What I hear, I personally have no idea. Okay, I'm not a fortune teller. I'm a prognosticator when I have the facts, and I don't have enough facts. But what I hear from people who also don't know what they're talking about.
So there's just one more person who doesn't know what he's talking about.
The other experts, whom I take with a grain of salt, say that the inside money is on Elizabeth Warren.
Oh, my God. Ah! I'm not voting for him if he puts her on the ballot. She is an absolute nightmare. Do you hear from Massachusetts, too? Do you agree with me?
I don't know. I has nothing to do. I know her better because I'm in Massachusetts.
Maybe that's it.
She's a national figure.
She's a flake.
She's difficult to handle. She's difficult to digest. You know?
He puts her, because if he has any kind of problem, if she becomes president, my God, can you imagine? Unbelievable.
I'm very impressed.
Scatterbrained.
If he needs a black woman who's on the rise, I think that the mayor
from Florida.
The mayor of Atlanta is somebody to look at.
I don't think she's the one. There's a who's the woman from Florida who was a police chief in, I think, Tampa, someplace? She's now in Congress. Yeah. I can't remember her name.
Can't either.
All right. Well,
I like her, though.
So if she's from Florida, she's going to be A-OK.
She's pretty good. Right. Yeah.
Exactly. All right. So then I want to scoot around a little bit back to the situation we find ourselves in. The Black Lives Matter movement has spawned other items that we need to look at carefully. I heard Governor Cuomo say something that was just plain brilliant. I think he's one of our smarter politicians and leaders, frankly. It doesn't make any difference what party he's associated with. I just think he's pretty damn smart. So he was talking in his daily press conference about what they're going to do with the police. He's mandated that every community in New York State, whether it's city or town, by next April 1st, has a plan that they will submit to him that will change the reality of how policing is done. He said, I don't care, but whatever works for you. He said, the people pay for this service. The people need to get what they're paying for. They need to like what they're paying for. And I thought that was brilliant. And that, so for me, extends to the education department, because the school system in this country suck. The public works system that is way out of control with equipment that they buy and services that they don't offer but we pay for. All those things need to be part of how we fix the way we run the country. So what do you think of that?
I think that we definitely have to come up with a way of reforming the police without getting rid of them or demonizing them.
You can't get rid of them, good God.
Well, some people want to get rid of the police completely, which is absurd, which is one of the reasons Trump might win, because the far left is absurd. And
isn't it?
Well, the far left is absurd. And Biden is stuck between a rock and a hard place. He doesn't want to be far left. He wants to be centrist. He
has been all of his career.
Yeah, he's well adjusted. He's He's, he's a well-adjusted politician with his pros and his cons, but he's well-adjusted. And he's fighting the movement within his party to do all of these far-left absurdities, which will give the election to Trump.
Well, I think there's a, Trump's got a long and difficult road to get reelected, frankly. But under the circumstances, what you say about Biden and his experience and what he's done, what his, you know, he's got a pretty open book of things that you can follow. And he does, you're right, he's, it seems reasonable. The far left as the far right, they always mess things up. But now that we're through the primary, Michael, usually you don't have to pander to the extremists, because those are the ones that voted the primary, but there's no more real reason.
He has to pander to them for turnout. If they don't turn out, the same thing can happen to him that happened to Hillary. He'll lose the battleground states and lose the electoral college. He's going to win. He's going to win the popular vote if all things remain equal.
Yeah,
Biden's going to win the popular vote, just like Hillary did, just like Gore did.
Yeah, Gore too. Yeah,
but the way the Electoral College turns out is it does favor at this time the Republicans. Thus, the Republicans love the Electoral College. They'd have they'd sing a completely different tune if and when it has a different result for the Democrats. Yeah. But that's neither here nor there. That's politics. But no, I think that Biden is very concerned about voter turnout.
Mm-hmm.
And if the far left is not happy with him in terms of his policies as they are aired between now and November, they won't turn out. It's not that they're going to vote for Trump. They won't turn out. And if they don't turn out, and Trump's base is, you know, very, very, you know, galvanized and excited, then Trump could win this election. So that's why Biden's in a difficult spot. He's got to cater and pander to the fringe on the left while not losing the middle and keeping everybody excited to come out and vote against Trump. That's his issue.
Very succinct. Well put. Thank you. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen here on The Countdown. Would you like a safe, natural way to lose weight? Who wouldn't? Well, the answer to that, if I ask that question, so my answer is the safe, natural weight loss product that has won over America and pretty much the rest of the world in the past 24, 25 years is something called Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. It is the natural. It is the way that without drugs and stimulants, you can lose weight, be confident that you'll lose it and keep it off. It is clinically proven if you go to at least a 90-day, I like to think 6 months is better. That's been my experience, frankly. I get on the program and stay on it. As a matter of fact, I think you should just stay on it because the ingredients in Calotren not only help you in an amazing way to lose the weight, but they help you. You take the four capsules before you go to bed, and it makes you sleep like a baby. They're great ingredients, all natural things. 86% of people who start on the Calotren weight loss program after 90 days have lost weight. Wow, that's cool. It's the best deal around. So if you want to find out how Calotren works, pretty simple. Go to toploss.com, use the discount code DJV, and you'll get not only free shipping, but you get the BOGO deal. Buy three, get three free. Again, I think it's a six-month program that you should aim for because it trains your body to keep the weight off after you start losing it. So do yourself a favor, or anybody in your family that needs to lose weight, go to toploss.com, use the discount code DJV, get your best deal, and lose that weight. From Talkers Magazine, the list of the top 10 stories this week, according to their research, that's the week of June 15th to the 19th at number 10. What we're doing, I don't know who's talked about this, but there's a focus on Syria and some sanctions against them. Number 9... the Mary Trump book, it's not Mary, M-E-R-R-Y, it's M-A-R-Y, one of the family members, dishing on her family mate. Number 8, the psychology and the relationships as a result of the virus. China relations with the U.S. Number 7, social media response to what's going on with the black community. Number 6, the Supreme Court ruling on DACA and the LGBTQ material this week. America reopening, number 4, focus on the economy. The healthcare situation as a result of the virus, number 3. The Black Lives Matter movement, number 2. And John Bolton's book, number 1. On the people list this week from Talkers Magazine, you can go to talkers.com and get these lists, the story list and the people list. Mary Trump is at number 10. The president, I don't even want to dignify him by using his name from China, is number 9. Mark Zuckerberg is at 8. Ron DeSantis, 7. John Roberts in the number 6 position because of all of the activity of the Supreme Court this week. Probably their final rulings of the season. Dr. Fauci is 5. Rayshard Brooks is 4. Joe Biden is 3. John Bolton is 2. And Donald Trump is number 1. So John Bolton has his day in the sunshine, even though his book is, according my own read on it, literally and figuratively, is a piece of trash. But anyway, that's that story. And the people list on the Talkers Countdown.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
Electric scooters have exploded in popularity around the country, and at least 10 national companies have emerged, renting the scooters by the hour in many cities. They're called micromobility companies, and they're growing quickly. But in Connecticut, any industry growing that quickly and making profits that impressive offers an opportunity for regulation. Sure enough, the legislature passed a new law this year, subjecting riders and owners to a slew of new state regulations. They also made sure to allow local governments to add even more regulations. Riding a bike or a scooter requires common sense, the most uncommon thing in our culture, but it does not require government regulation. It just isn't that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men. And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment or review. And subscribe.
All right, a couple of more moments here with Michael Harrison on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Taco Bell has apologized, Michael, says that it does not ban employees from wearing Black Lives Matter masks. There was a worker who was fired earlier this week. That, of course, went viral. And, of course, Taco Bell got a lot of bad publicity out of it. But it just shows you how deep all of this stuff. Everybody's watching everybody. And there's always an issue. Always. Always, always an issue.
All right. It's political correctness, and it's a little bit out of control. There's a reason for it. There are some things that have to be justified and rectified. However, it's still out of control.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the police thing, and more every these incidents come up where police are still kind of numb. Why are there people still being shot? Why did this guy get shot in the back this week? Because he took a taser? Huh? What do you,
No, I think that the police have to be reformed. I think that all these acts of police corruption and violence are a shame. I think they're a disgrace. We have to be able to trust the police. They have enormous power. They're armed. They're armed. Yep. And, paramilitary organization run by the state definitely have to be, they have to be held accountable. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, most police are very brave and we need them.
Yeah, of course we do.
And the heroes. So they've got to stop protecting their own. My remedy for
unions.
It is,
the unions.
Yeah, the unions and
that's
the
problem.
The
education, public employees, all of that stuff. That's the problem. The unions.
They've got to come to the awareness that the bad apples are ruining the entire reputation of police in America, and that's not a very good thing.
Tell me about Sean Spicer, who's the MH interview this week.
Sean Spicer and Colin Cowherd. We have a double header.
Oh,
two
sports
people,
guy.
The top sports talk show host in America, Colin Cowherd.
He's been in jail, right?
No. No.
I thought he was
thinking,
in jail.
You're thinking of a different guy completely. Oh. Let's just scratch that. Colin is a total, absolutely exemplary citizen. And all Sean Spicer, he's been in jail, but not really.
he was exiled from the White House. Yeah.
So, hey, mhinterview.com. It's a great doubleheader. Please check it out, folks. Have a great weekend. Thank you, Doug.
You are welcome, Michael. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here on the Countdown Show at 10 before the hour.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Continuing now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here, lawyer, professor. You want me to introduce you in a different way? How would you like to, like, what would Carol say if she was introducing you?
the old joke, just as long as it's not introducing me late to dinner, I'm fine.
Yeah, right, exactly. That is no joke.
Your All honor right. would be nice, you know.
Your honor. I'm choking on that one. Wow.
Me too.
I'm sure. All right, so beside being a lawyer of note, Steve spent his career helping people out of problems when they were getting scammed. The Scamicide.com website that he has provides you with a lot of info on this stuff. The cyber criminals and the crimes that are on the rise, becoming more creative, new frauds that basically prey on our fears, our anxieties. And in this case, it's the virus.
Yeah.
It's one of the dimensions of the virus. You know, when we get down to it, I have two questions. The Nigerians are doing scattered canary. Somehow that's connected to the Chinese. How does that work?
Scattered Canary is the Nigerian cybercrime group that we talked about, I think, last week, that has done this massive, sophisticated attack on the United States unemployment system for unemployment compensation. And it's just, it's the whole cybercrime world. These the criminals, they bought social security numbers and personal information that was gathered through data breaches that they then sold on the dark web to these Nigerians. The Nigerians then make the applications online here in the United States. Then they have cohorts and people even that they've scammed that give their bank accounts for the money to go into before they launder it by shipping it back to Nigeria. And the Secret Service is having a terrible time with this. They're really being overwhelmed as they're trying to speed up the legitimate cases, and in the process, they're sending out hundreds of millions of dollars to the scammers.
Yeah, amazing, isn't that? People just keep falling for this. Well, you thought after all these years of the scams from Nigeria, anybody that saw anything that was connected to Nigeria would run the other way.
Well, that's the thing. There obviously are legitimate law firms in Nigeria. And can you imagine if you or I got something from a legitimate law firm in Nigeria? There's
right.
no way we'd trust it.
You laugh at it. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, so check it all out. Scamicide.com is Steve's website for that. Now, more on the big picture. This week, from the legal perspective, a couple of important rulings. Number 5, as a matter of fact, on the story list at talkers.com of the Talk Radio Countdown is the ruling on the LGBTQ matter and DACA. Both of them kind of surprising in that they got through.
Yeah, they did. I mean, I got to admit it, I was sort of surprised, and the DACA one is even, as far as the law goes, even more startling. So here's beyond the headlines. I'm really glad you asked about it. In the LGBTQ case, and this is Bostick versus Clayton County, Judge Gorsuch, actually the most conservative judge up there, consistent with his judicial philosophy, wrote the opinion for a 6-3 vote. And the reason was that he said, he goes by an old theory of the law that Justice Scalia did, and it's called textualism, which, not surprising, says, despite what a lawmaker may have intended when they wrote a law, words mean what they say. And
right.
so here the issue was no discrimination for sex. And he said, yeah, LGBTQ people, that is sex, and therefore it's discrimination. So it was a interesting thing to see the guy stick by his philosophy, regardless
right.
of whether it was conservative. DACA, even more interesting, because it was thrown out with the Chief Justice Roberts leading the way. And this one, why it was so interesting, is that they said they threw it out because this was a rule put in under Obama. And as such, in the Administrative Procedures Act, it could be overturned, but you have to have legitimate reasons. It can't be just totally arbitrary and capricious. That language is never upheld. And so this is a scathing criticism by the courts of Trump on this, saying there is no interpretation by which it holds up. So that was pretty interesting.
Well, the whole damn thing is so disorganized. That's it. There's a lot of reason to kind of work through this and make it and become a little more, I don't want to say concerned, but objectively involved in it. And it's because all of the back and forth political stuff, you don't really know what the real story is. But we got close to it. Thank you, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, college professor, legal expert here every week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin
right.
while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.